from the heartland of America and the gateway to the West. Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach joins us. More health information for you to help you out for a couple hours during this holiday season now. CriticalHealthNews.com and Dr. Joel Wallach next on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you with Dr. Joel Wallach. Doc Wallach, of course, his research has resulted in the publication of more than 70 peer-reviewed and refereed journal articles in the fields of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. He's with us once a month. They are major sponsors of Coast to Coast AM. I think the world of this guy, I endorse what he does. And, of course, they have partnered up with us to get the word out to all of you about your own health and what you can do with it. And here we are as we now. I count Halloween, Doc, as the beginning of the festive holiday season. And here we go. We're right into it. And, Doc, this is the time where people eat a little more sugar than they're supposed to. And we're getting lots of negative stories about sugar. What's going on?
Well, there's several things, George, and thank you for your ability to get the information out to the general public. We've got to save America. We're in trouble, that's for sure. What's going on, of course, is every holiday season since the beginning of time, people would overeat in excess of good things that taste good but not necessarily good for you. And today's no different. The problem is today we don't have the nutrients necessary in our regular diets and our food to compensate and cope with all this extra load of sugar. We need our 90 essential nutrients. We need 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And minerals make up two-thirds of the 90 essential nutrients, and they do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like chocolate and chocolate ice cream. And some people can get away with a little bit more excess than others just simply because by dumb luck where they live. Also, with the advent of electricity, and I'll give you a funny time. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, Thomas Edison pulled the switch on the first commercial electric generating plants, and that ended thousands of years of good nutrition. And how that happened was back even in the days of the Pharaoh, people would put wood ashes from their fires, which was wood was the universal fuel, into their gardens. And wood ashes are not really ashes. They're minerals. And the plants would suck up the minerals. We eat the plants, and people didn't realize this, but they were getting mineral supplements by eating foods fertilized with wood ashes.
They lucked into it, didn't they?
They lucked into it by dumb luck. And then, you're very astute. This is one of the 10 million reasons I love you. And what happened was people who lived in places with lots of minerals in the soil, even they were in trouble. Because when we switch to electricity, there's no more wood ashes left over every morning when you fueled your home with electricity. Within 10 years after the advent of electricity, every town and every city in the industrialized world converted to electricity, no more minerals, and our health began to spiral downwards. And it got worse because people liked it. Politicians jumped in. They built dams in like TVA, Tennessee Valley, the Hoover Dam in the seven southwestern states, Colorado River dammed up. Today, there's 900,000-plus dams around the world.
Jeez.
That cut off the food supply to our soil and the farms, where we had annual floods and the silt from the mountains hundreds of miles upstream would refertilize the soil every spring flood. Well, we cut off that with flooding, but also we cut off the food to the ocean. That's why the sharks are beginning to attack people on our eastern seaboard and around Hawaii. There is never any shark attacks around Hawaii. And the sharks are going crazy eating people now.
They are.
Because there's no more fish out there. You know, there's a few, but not enough to send fleets of fishing boats out there. And what's happening is we need to supplement because you can't get it from your food anymore. No more flooding, which people thought flood control was a good thing. Well, I suppose for certain thoughts there are, save your property from getting beat up. But the flooding brought nutrition into our soil or farm soils every spring.
That's an interesting perspective, too, Doc, because not a lot of people understood that nature has its way of replenishing things, doesn't it?
Oh, exactly right. And, of course, before man came along, this has been going on for millennia, before man came along, and, you know, some places in these river valleys would be like 200 feet, 1,000 feet of topsoil because of all the minerals accumulating over the millennia. Well, once we dammed up the rivers, that all ended. And a report came out last year. It was a 100-year study from 1914 to 2014, and the United States Department of Agriculture said, get ready for this, George, 95% of all Americans are minerally deficient.
Jeez, it's huge.
Because there's no more minerals in our soil.
It's almost everybody, Doc.
That's right. Well, everybody. You look at it. Joe Biden, vice president, buried his son, Bo, at age 47. Steve Jobs' parents buried him at age 56.
Yeah.
Iwata from Nintendo, the CEO there, got buried at age 55. They're spending $1,000 per meal. But they weren't getting any nutrients. Although the meal tasted good, they weren't getting any nutrients. And they all died young unnecessarily. And the word is, amongst scientists, and everybody's kind of scratching their heads, our children, George, our children will be the first generation of Americans that do not live as long as their parents. And if parents do not supplement their children, they will be standing at graveside burying them.
Are the children astute enough, Doc, to understand this? Are they getting the message? I mean, a lot of younger people listen to our program. They're listening to you right now. But overall, all around the country, do they get it, these younger kids?
Well, I don't think they get it because the parents don't know it and they're not passing it on. The teachers don't get it. You ask environmentalists, you ask people who are scientists, and they have no earthly idea what's going on here. If you ask them, why are our soils depleted? Every one of them, George, and I've asked this question all over the place, doctors, professors, all over the world. When you ask, why are our soils in the industrialized world depleted, they all say because of bad farming practices. They get it all wrong. They have no earthly idea. It was the advent of electricity, and we cut off the supply of wood ashes, which is a supply of minerals in our private gardens. But then on a grander scale, the damming up the rivers for hydroelectric power stopped the flooding in the fields every spring, which then brought new silt to replace the minerals that the plants had sucked out of the soil.
All right, hold on for a second, Doc. We're at the break, and we're going to come right back and talk more about this. And we're going to open up the phone lines a little earlier again with Doc Wallach. I've noticed that over the last couple appearances that he's been on the program, the phone lines are jammed, and not everybody gets a chance to talk with him. Phone calls, of course, next hour, but we're going to open them up now as well. The phone number, by the way, if you need to speak to somebody at Critical Health News, is 1-855-949-RADIO. That's 1-855-949-RADIO. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. We will be back. And let me give you the website and toll-free phone number again with Doc Wallach before we get rolling here with your calls, because they are rolling in. The website is criticalhealthnews.com. It's also linked up at coasttocoastam.com. And the toll-free number where people are there to help assist you, 1-855-949-RADIO. It's that easy to remember, 1-855-949-RADIO. And Doc Wallach, it has been a staple now of Coast to Coast for several months now, helping a number of people. And I get, Doc, I can't tell you how many emails I get every time people look at the website and know you're on, and they just send in all kinds of questions. So we've got text questions coming in for you too. Tom will be reading one or two off to you tonight so you can give some people some advice. But it is amazing how many people want to finally better their health. I think that's invigorating, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And George, the medical system has failed us terribly. And of course, 85% of all personal bankruptcies in America are due to medical costs because of this failure. And it's because they're all tangled up in old theories that have been wrong for thousands of years. They just don't get it. It's time to change to reality. And the public is ready, and so I can't thank you enough for availing your services to get the information out there. You're just doing a tremendous public service job.
Well, you know, if we help just one person, it's worth it. But we're helping more than that, and that's just really exciting.
Well, right now, George, we're getting 10,000 new people a month signing on for these programs.
That's amazing.
And I attribute a great amount of that to your services, and I can't thank you enough for helping us get this information out.
What do you find, Doc, that people want to do to take care of themselves? What is the number one thing out there?
Well, I think the thing that they want to do is avoid going to the doctor. And so this takes two things. Number one, you have to change the bad things, get rid of the bad things. And, of course, you don't know what you don't know, and so it's an education process. Get people to know what the bad things are. We can go over some of the few that are new to the public. I mean, I've been yelling about these things for 45 years, and people think I'm crazy. And then the second thing you have to do is give your body everything it needs to be able to heal itself. Your body wants very badly to heal itself. It has all the mechanisms, but it requires raw material to do this. Now, one of the things I've been screaming about forever, which people just sort of scratch their head and say, this Wallach must really be out in the ozone. And that is, for 45 years, based on these 20,000 autopsies I did back in the 60s and 70s, processed meats, things like belly slices. Did you see that?
Here? Causes cancer. Unbelievable. I used to always like, you know, I'm in St. Louis right now, Doc, and they've got a company, and I'm not going to mention its name, but they put out a great, great Italian salami, but that's processed, isn't it?
Yes, you got to give all that up, George. I need you around for another couple of hundred years.
My God, the good stuff is the bad stuff, huh?
Yeah, sometimes. And, of course, basically I've been yelling about this, like I say, for 45 years. The processed meats like deli sandwiches, deli slices, sandwich meats, bacon, ham, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, Spam, those kinds of meats all have nitrates and nitrites in them. And they cause cancer at the same rate as smoking a couple of pack of cigarettes a day and are working in an asbestos environment.
And it's so common sense.
It's common sense because these chemicals, our body's not meant to deal with these things. If you're not taking in all the good stuff to protect yourself from that, you're getting a double whammy. And so it's imperative people avoid what we call the 10 bad foods, which include fried foods. And this is why when you look at the demographic maps, county by county, it's the same counties that have more cancer, more heart disease, more obesity, more diabetes, more Alzheimer's disease than the other counties. The counties that have lots of minerals in the soil do better, and the people who have few minerals in their soil and eat so many fried foods, like the old Confederate states around the Great Lakes, the Indian reservations out in the western states west of the Mississippi River, don't do well. And that's because they're doing two things. They're eating all the bad stuff, and they're not taking in enough good stuff because it's just not naturally in the soil. We're not using wood anymore for fuel, no more wood ash in the garden. And so they have to consciously supplement to make up the difference. This is the only way we're going to save ourselves, is to consciously supplement. You know, George, people living under the bridge live longer than billionaires. People dumpster diving for food and live under the bridge, and it's funny.
That's true.
How can that be, Wallach? Well, because they're so poor, they are so poor, so out of the system that they can only afford to eat dog food. Well, that's the best thing nutritionally you can do for yourself, because dog food has all 90 cents nutrients added to it.
That's amazing. Let's take some calls. So lining up here for you, Joe in the Bronx in New York. You'll be number one here. Joseph, go ahead.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Good.
I'd like to ask Dr. Wallach, what is the cause of sebaceous cysts, and how does one medically deal with that?
Okay, well, sebaceous cysts are caused by a plugging of the pore, the outlet for a little oil gland in the skin. And that little pore gets plugged because it probably has a narrow opening to begin with. And if you have a vitamin A deficiency, which can be just an overt vitamin A deficiency if you don't eat salads and get beta carotene and convert it to vitamin A, or you can't absorb it because you have a gluten intolerance and your intestinal lining is damaged, that pore kind of fills up with keratin, which is this sort of rough, scaly stuff on our skins. And the oil can't get out like it's supposed to, and it builds up in a sac that can get as big as a marble, or sometimes it can get as big as an egg.
Oh, jeez.
So, you can get rid of the gluten out of your diet, and so allow your intestines to heal so they can absorb more. And then, of course, you want to supplement with the 90 essential nutrients so you know you're getting the basics. And then you do want to eat a lot of cooked vegetables. Even carrot juice will help with this. And one of the things that goes along with these sebaceous cysts, or the plugging of these little pores that the oil is supposed to come out of onto the surface of the skin, is people tear. I ran into a young lady today, one of my meetings, who's just tears just streaming down her face. I said, "Are you okay? Are you crying?" She said, "No, I'm not crying, just the tears run down my face all the time."
Why?
Well, that's because those little tear ducts that carry the tears from your eyes into your nasal passages are plugged with the same keratin, the same
stuff.
And it's a matter of just taking and getting rid of the gluten out of her diet, and in a couple of weeks she'll be able to absorb the vitamin A or the beta carotene. And with the vitamin A and beta carotene in our supplements, she can get enough vitamin A for all that little pore to heal and open up again so that the tears can come out. And this gentleman here, Joseph, will be able to get the oil out of his sebaceous cyst in the skin, and they go back down to a normal little oil gland.
Doc, the body rebounds fast when you take care of it, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The body, George, wants to heal itself. It really is built to heal itself. You got to do things, two things. You got to avoid the bad stuff, and you have to take in all the good stuff.
We've got Mike in Cleveland on the wild card line. Good to have you, Michael. Go ahead.
Well, thank you so much, George.
Sure thing.
Okay, Dr. Wallach, I'm just turned 50. I have frequent urination. I get calf and ankle cramps on my left side when I'm laying down that wake me up. They're preluded by lots of calf twitching. The twitching can be seen any time of day in the calf, but the twitching is worse when laying down. And I get really bad swelling of my ankles, which is worse on the other side, my right side, versus the left side cramping. It seems that sugar and carbs might be exacerbating this. I would say that the only carbs I eat are pecans and almonds. I don't do anything processed. And the only sugar I'm taking is that 85% dark chocolate. And I eat antibiotic-free chicken generally every day. I do a multi-grain salad, sometimes only half the week or most of the week, and I have no gluten in my diet. You know, sounds like the Internet's describing it as type 2 diabetes, and then the worst-case scenario with that twitching, they call that neuropathy, and I am quite...
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions here. It was George, correct?
It's Mike.
Mike.
Mike. Oh, Mike, okay. Okay, Mike. Do you have any history of asthma as a kid?
No, but I did have allergies that went away to pollen.
Okay. Did you have any history of any skin problems like eczema or dermatitis or psoriasis?
None of those.
Okay.
I used to have a thing called sunspots, and that cleared up as a teenager.
Yeah. Okay, that didn't last very long.
No.
Okay. Well, you do have a neuropathy. When you lay down and you get tingling in your legs and feet, cramps in your calves, this is a peripheral neuropathy caused by one of two things, or maybe both of them. You can have degenerative disc disease. You can have a bone spur on a vertebrae or two, usually in the lumbar area. And so a positional change from being vertical or sitting in a chair, you're okay. But when you lay down, you get these things. This can also be called restless leg syndrome, which is kind of a vernacular for peripheral neuropathies south of the lumbar vertebrae. And have you shrunk any in height since you were younger? Have you shrunk a half inch or so?
I don't think that I have, but I do have sciatica with the L4, L5 disc area that was diagnosed 15 years ago. And that left side leg where the twitching is the leg that the sciatica came on in.
Okay, well, the sciatica, of course, is the sensory piece. You're feeling it, the pain and itching and buzzing and numbness and that sort of stuff, burning. And then the motor part is you're getting actual twitching and muscle movement and so forth. And so, yeah, you have a restless leg syndrome. You have sciatica. This all comes from either degenerative disc disease in the lower back and the lumbar area and our bone spurs. And how much do you weigh, sir?
Oh, I'm 5'10". I weigh about 140 pounds right now.
Okay, so get your pen and paper out. Here's what I'd suggest.
Give them some notes here. Go ahead.
This is designed to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of your disc and your vertebrae, which can relieve all these problems. Okay, and so basically what you got to do is get rid of all the inflammatory things, all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, absolutely no oils. That includes microwave popcorn, theater popcorn, olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, mayonnaise, salad dressing oils. And even if you think you're gluten-free, I want you to double crank down on gluten. This includes dog food, cat food, bird food, fish food, spouse, mother-in-law, renter, roommate. Anybody living in that place with you has got to be gluten-free because just one little grain of gluten can make you sick for a couple of months.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Is that sensitive, George?
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah, dogs are a common source of gluten for people who think they're gluten-free because the dry dog food almost always has the first four ingredients are wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And just the dust and the dog laying on your lap, you're petting him on the head, he's licking your face, and you're getting gluten all over you. And so people don't think of that piece. Anyway, so you get gluten-free, so you can absorb stuff, and it might take a couple of weeks for absorption to really be improved significantly. But you do, in addition to the diet, I would take the 9-Year for Life program, and I would do it since you have degenerative disc disease and are a spur. I would go ahead and take two. Start out with two. Even though you only weigh 140 pounds, it'd be about a dose for a 200-pound man who does not have a problem. And you can always cut back to once a day once the problem goes away. And that would be the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. Take a full dose of everything twice a day. And this is going to give your body the raw materials it needs to support and promote maintenance repair of those discs and help the bone spur reabsorb back into the vertebrae, so you don't need to even have surgery for that.
So you should see results, Doc, what, a few weeks, a month?
Oh, yeah, in a few weeks he's going to see something significant that's measurable. And within 60 days, he'll see something remarkable. And within 90 days, the whole process should be over with, and he can cut it back down usually at that point to just one dose a day instead of two.
Tom is back in the Los Angeles studio, Doc, and he's got a text question for you. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. Hi, Doc. This one is from Serena in Woodland Hills, California. She says, can you please ask Doc if heavy exercise and diet is enough to get rid of my diabetes?
And the answer is no. Okay, because really when heavy exercise can actually make your diabetes worse because you're sweating out nutrients. And type 2 diabetes, for instance, which makes up 98% of the diabetic population, is actually a deficiency of a single mineral. We've known this for over 70 years. It's approaching 80 years now we've known this. And so we...
But like you've said, Doc, replacing the single mineral doesn't do the trick.
Oh, no, because you need the other 89 cofactors to make it work. And people try the single mineral. They say, that didn't work for me. You know, my doctor says it's genetic.
Well, don't. And I'm gonna guess it's chromium.
Well... that's true. You could do that, but you're not going to see much results unless you use all 90.
Right. Okay. It's like a team, okay. Right? It works as a team, a partnership.
Oh, exactly. It's just like grandma's angel food cake recipe, and you only like one of the 25 ingredients, so you only use that one ingredient. You're not going to get her famous angel food cake recipe. You're just going to get burnt vanilla extract. And so you'd be very disappointed if you only use chromium, or some people like to use vanadium. And so what we did was take the 90 essential nutrients. Everybody needs the 90 because our soils are depleted, our food's depleted. And so even if you don't think you have a problem, for instance, George, I've been using the 90 essential nutrients twice a day for 68 years. I've not been sick in 68 years. I haven't even had a cold in 68 years.
Remarkable.
I haven't been to a doctor in 68 years. I've never had a prescription medication, never had any surgery. My blood pressure is 90 over 60. Without medication.
I've seen you. When I met you at the Health Expo years ago in Los Angeles, your dinner consisted of, yes, you ate, but it also consisted of a handful of pills. I watched you take them, and you do it in segments too. So you don't take them all at one time, but you space it out, don't you?
Yes, I space it out, and I take it with meals, and I take 90 tablets, pills, and capsules twice a day, and I take my liquids twice a day, all the liquid minerals. I've been doing this for 68 years.
And good
so
for you.
It's been a blessing. And everybody can do the same thing. Same way with his type 2 diabetes. I don't like exercise unless you're supplementing heavily because you sweat. And again, when you're dealing with a mineral deficiency disease like diabetes, you actually can make it worse. So you'll say, I exercise and I cut back on my food and my blood sugar is going up. And that's because you're going to sweat out these minerals. And it's imperative that... somebody it didn't say what she weighed, did it?
No.
Okay, well, just for 100 pounds, I'd take one healthy blood sugar pack, which is the basic healthy start pack with a secret sauce, okay, which you call Sweeties, which has a handful of stuff in there, including metals like chromium and vanadium, but it has the other stuff in there to make them work. The cofactors necessary. You use the right words, George. The cofactors make them work. You add that to the 90. And it works every time. You just take your fasting blood sugar every morning before you medicate yourself. Do what the doctor says. You know, the doctor says if your blood sugar is dropping, you take less medication. If your blood sugar goes up for some reason because you've been naughty and had a piece of pie and ice cream before you went to bed the night before, you're going to need more medication. And so you just do what the doctor tells you on your medication. But as your A1C hemoglobin drops down and your blood sugar drops down, you're going to need less and less medication. Usually within, 2 to 6 weeks, you're an ex-diabetic.
We've got a bucket of candy for Halloween, Doc, and my son and his two kids and his wife been staying with me in the St. Louis place for a while. They've finally found their own house, but we've got a bucket of candy for the Halloween festivities, and I'm finding myself for the first time in years kind of like going by taking one, because they're little, but you know, you do two or three of those a day, it adds up. So I got to get back to my regimen pretty soon.
Yeah, well, this is the thing that is a potential hazard. People begin to feel good on these programs, the longevity programs, and they say, I think I'll back off on this a little bit. Well, it's kind of like if you're drowning and somebody gives you some oxygen and saves you, you say, well, I don't think I'll use oxygen anymore. I'm feeling pretty good now. Or they rescue you from the desert by giving you some water. You say, I don't think I need water anymore because I'm feeling pretty good. And that's a hazard, and it's a potential danger. You need to take these things every day according to your body weight, and then you're going to maximize your genetic potential for health.
We've got time for... Nope, we don't have time for another call until next hour, Doc. So we're going to come back in a moment with Dr. Doc Wallach for an entire hour of conversation and your calls. Those of you on hold from all over the planet, don't lose your place in line. And again, his website, criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number. People are there now. They will give you advice, too, if you can't get through on our phone, 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO.